Good afternoon. Oh, wow, it's dead in here. Good afternoon, guys. Come on, the morning one was more lively. Usually the later one should be more awake, more energetic, more ready to hear the good word of God. Amen? Those who don't know me, my name is Josh. I am naturally residing in the city of Hayward while going to the San Ramon branch in San Ramon. Can everyone hear okay? It's a little twangy. No? It's okay? All right. I'll let it ride. Cool. So, I haven't seen you guys for a while because I haven't been here, at least preaching-wise, for a while. We were here last week to play, to do praise and worship. But this week, I have the privilege and honor to share with you guys. So, I figure I would catch you up on my life because I know you like to hear about my life. So recently, within the last maybe two weeks ago, that's my wife, if you didn't realize, the one who just corrected me. But so 2 weeks ago, we started going to the gym together. Who here loves to go to the gym? Raise your hand. That's a lie. Put your hands down. That's a lie. You maybe like the results of the gym, but I highly doubt you love going to the gym. Right? Okay, otherwise, God bless your soul and teach me how you love going to the gym. Who here has been to the gym before in your life? Yeah, there's a few more hands there. There's a few more hands than who are going currently. But so we're going to the gym. We signed up to go to the gym together because she wants to go with me and I guess act as a motivational tool to help me going. I'm not going to lie. Oh, do I have a clicker? I don't have a clicker, huh? Do I have a clicker somewhere? Oh, I do up on the front. Cool. Thank you. All right. So I'm going to show you a picture after this. And I want you to see if you recognize anyone. Do you see the middle one? That was me with a jawline. You could tell there was a jawline there. Now not so much. That was me before I met my wife. If you haven't known me that long, that's what I looked like before I met my wife. No, yes. I already met you. But it was before the love sat in and the love added a few pounds here and there. But that's what I looked like a few years ago. That's the rest of my family. But I wanted to show you kind of what I was when I went to the gym before, and now we're starting to go again. I'm not going to lie. I am not extremely motivated right now to go to the gym, nor am I very ecstatic, very energetic, very looking forward to it every day. I mainly go because I love my wife, and she wants me to go. And I'm not going to lie, it's costing me a lot. It's costing me some energy, my time, my sanity, my peace of mind. When I get home from work, I'm like, oh, we're going to the gym now. Usually you get home from work, it's like I get to some of you unwind and relax going to the gym. I understand that. But for me, I get home, I want to unwind, I want to breathe, maybe sit on my couch, take a little nap, you know, maybe watch some shows with my wife, have a conversation. But the first thing in my mind isn't, let's go burn calories, because that's never fun. But I go because, like I said, I love my wife. And me loving my wife results in me going to the gym. And the way I see that is me loving my wife is costing me something. I have to sacrifice some things for her. I have to sacrifice my afternoon. I have to sacrifice my ability to kind of walk normally right now. I have to sacrifice my energy, my time, a little bit of money to sign up for the gym. The gym isn't free. But because I love her, I'm willing to make that sacrifice to make her happy. Repeat after me for those who aren't and are married, happy wife. Happy life. Smart people. So I have a question I want to ask you guys. How are you loving? Has anyone ever asked you that before? How are you loving? Think about that for a second. Does that make sense? How are you loving? Like, how are you showing your love? How do you love? Let me ask you a different question. What does your love cost you? Is your love easy? Is it free to give? So I have to ask, what is something that you've done recently that out of your love has cost you something? Think in your mind. The story I gave about the gym is because the gym, to me, is a cost. It is a sacrifice that I'm making because I love my wife and I'm going. It's got good health benefits, you know. As you can probably tell, I've already, you know, got a little bulkier, maybe. No? Okay. That's okay. I just started 2 weeks ago. I'll be amazed if you saw some progress there. But it's a slow progress and it's going. But because I love her, I'm doing it. So it's costing me something. Now, I ask these questions, how are you loving? What does it cost you? Because in this past few weeks, our overarching theme has been about love. Who can remember what was shared a few weeks ago, last week and the week before? I'm glad you guys remembered. I'll recap for you because I know you just want me to talk more. But the Pastor Jeffrey preached 2 weeks ago on issues of love. Yes, and he talked about where is your well coming from? What well is your love coming from? And he also talked about compassion and he talked about communication and the shorts. Do you guys remember his shorts? Yes, see, the shorts. You remember the shorts, that his shorts were as good as his wife's. That's all I remember from that. And then the week prior, Rinaldi, what did he preach about? Fish love. I was about to make the fish. Thankfully, you said it before I had to make it. But he talked about fish love and what is your motivation of love. And so this week and next week, we're going to focus a little bit more on lifestyles of love. What does love look like as far as in our life and all that kind of goodness? So, sacrifice. Like I said, I have to make a sacrifice to go. And this is the definition of sacrifice for those of you who don't know. It's the surrender or destruction of something prized or desirable for the sake of something considered as having a higher or more pressing claim. Destruction or surrender of something for the sake of something else. So you're giving up something for something else. So I shared about what I sacrificed for my wife because I go to the gym. But she, on the way here, she likes to give me a deep analysis of what I shared at San Ramon and critical feedback to help me preach better this service. And I'll share a little bit of a story she was saying. So when we first started dating, this was about 3 years ago, and we first started dating, and I think this may be like the second or third week we started dating. And I was sick that week, and what happened was she wanted to kind of surprise me and bring me food and make me feel better and be like, I brought you something, surprise. And so she worked at that time in South San Francisco, and I lived in Dublin, Pleasanton. That's about 40-ish miles. Not to mention when she gets off work and heads that way, that's also a reverse commute. Oh, no, sorry, that's with traffic. So that's where everyone's trying to go. I think it took her about like 2 hours-ish to get to our place. And then she wanted to buy food. So she bought some food and she didn't even know where it was. And she realized when she bought the food, it was like further than my house. So she had to keep going past my house. And then she got the food and she came back. I didn't know she was coming, but she was like, I have to do something. I'll talk to you later. And it was like about 2.5 hours ago that she said that. And then ding dong, she shows up at my door. And she's like, I brought you something. And that's just a little cute example that to show my wife, or at the time my friend who we were dating, not girlfriend or boyfriend at the time, brought me something because she didn't love me, but she wanted me to feel, I don't know if she loved me at the time, but she was making a sacrifice for me because she wanted to care for me. And love is sacrifice. She probably did love me. She was the first one to say it, so I was pretty sure she loved me, even though she didn't know it yet. But love is sacrifice. I'm going to say this a lot because this is kind of key to what I want to share to you. So I asked earlier, right, the question was, how are we loving and what is love costing us? Is your love costing you anything? When you love someone, are you doing it because maybe you expect something back? Like, I love you, but like, I'm gonna do it for you, but maybe I wanna get something back. Or, this is the one that hit me is, does your love only go as far as it's convenient for you? Do you love people as long as it's not too out of your way? As long as it doesn't put you in an awkward bind? As long as it doesn't cost you too much, whether that be time, energy, finances, emotional quotient? Do you only love as far as it's convenient for you? We're very much about convenience, I think, in this life, unfortunately. But does our love only go as far as it's convenient for you? Think about that. My story is that me loving my wife is costing me something. It's a sacrifice I make for her. My love is a sacrifice. And love is sacrifice. We're going to look a little bit in these verses that are a continuation from the weeks prior. 1 John 3:16 to 18. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? Dear children, let us not love with words of speech, but with actions and in truth. If we look again at these verses, we can see in the very first verse, Apostle John kind of gave us the ultimate, what I like to think, the ultimate description of sacrifice of love. He says, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. So this is like, wow, like, what am I sacrificing in comparison to Jesus? He gave his life, which is, I feel like, the ultimate sacrifice you can make for someone is you give your life for them. I don't know if any of you have been placed in a situation where you had to put your life on the line for someone else because you love them so much. But I'm trying to think of that. Like, I don't think I've ever been in a place where my life was literally, I sacrificed my life for someone as Christ did. Does your love only go as far as it's convenient for you? It's a big thing because I know I tend to fall into that trap where I only go as far as it's convenient for me. In Philippians 2:3-5, let's focus on this. It says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourselves, not looking to your own interests, but each of you to the interests of the others. In your relationship with one another, have the same mindset as Christ Jesus. This just kind of reiterates the idea of giving for others more. It says here, not looking to your own interests in verse 4, but each of you to the interests of others. Giving, sacrifice costs you something, right? If we go back to the definition of sacrifice, it's direct surrender of something for the sake of something else or someone else. You're giving something that's costing you for the sake of someone or something else. That's sacrifice. So we asked these questions earlier, right? What does your love cost you? Think about that for a minute. Think of anything recently in your mind or anything you've done. What have you done that's cost you something? Out of your love for someone or something, has it cost you? Or are you just, you know, getting by willy-nilly just because it's okay for you? If we look back to verse 16 and 17 here, it's kind of interesting because Apostle John writes in this first verse, is he gives the example of like one of the greatest definitions of what love, the sacrifice of love is that Christ gave his life for us. Then if we look at the next one in verse 17, it gives us another word. If anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? It's a little bit of the reverse in like, well, this is not how to love. And it's talking about a need. Another thing that can be required of us when love is a sacrifice is we have to meet people in their needs. We have to give something for them. We have to. It's going to cost us. It's going to cost you something. So I have a little story about this. A few years, I have a buddy who I went to college with. We majored in the same thing. We graduated together. And, you know, he's a good friend. I know him. We started working about the same time. We actually interned at the same place. We worked at the same time. He kept working there, and then I moved up here after I graduated. And he calls me, I think maybe a year or so after I move up here. And he's like, you know, how are you doing, Josh? You know, and kind of talking to me. And then he was sharing to me about his life. He was saying, Josh, you know, I just kind of want to let you know I'm kind of in a hard place. I got let go. I lost my job. I'm behind on the mortgage payments of my house. I was like in and out of the hospital for the past few months. So he's basically telling me that I'm in a hard place. And he's like, you know, I right now I need $10,000. I'm like, $10,000, dog. I just started working. $10,000, a lot of money. That's a lot of money, right? 10K, you could buy a car. You could go to eat a lot of food for $10,000. But he's asking me, dude, you know, I'm stuck. I need a hard place. What can you do for me? And in my mind, I'm like, oh, 10K, that's a lot. It's a lot of money. I told him. He knows I'm Christian. He knows I go to church. He knows that, you know, I spend a lot of time. He knows that I might be the guy to help him out, you know. And so I said, you know what, let me pray about it. Let me think about it. Let me think about it. And so I talked to God. I'm like, $10,000, God, that's a lot. It's, you know, you just started working. And then, so I prayed. And then I felt God was telling me this is a great opportunity to love on him, to show God's love. And so, but I'm like, $10,000, I just can't do that right now. And so I ended up lending him a couple thousand. And I figured, you know what, this is a great time in my mind, like, this is a great time to love him. And this could be a great example for God's love that, you know, he maybe can receive the Lord. So I'm like, okay. And then so I lent him a couple thousand. And I said, you know, and then he's like, yeah, I'll give it back to you, you know. I'm like, yeah, you know, in your time when you can, and all that kind of stuff. That was a few years ago. And I'm going to say I haven't seen any of that back yet, unfortunately, or fortunately, depending how you look at it. But I say this because how many times do we have an idea of, you know, I want to do God's will. I know that love is a sacrifice. I know that love is going to cost me something. And then you go do it. Then like a few minutes later, you're like, did I really just do that? Did I really just, was that a good idea? Does anyone ever have that moment where you want to love and you want to be an extension of God's arm and then you do it? Then you have second doubts. You're like, ooh, what did I just do? Like you get this uncomfortable feeling. And I'm not going to lie. Every now and then when I see his Instagram story or something, I'm like, you're spending money on that? And then you're never going to give me money back? And it's not the right thought, but it hits me sometimes. And I know what I gave to him, it's an extension of the love that God gave me that I'm that I don't deserve, and I want to show it for him. It's cost me something, but sometimes I feel, you get that gut feeling, like, was that the right choice? Was that the right way? And I want to encourage you that it is. Because, you know, Christ gave so much more, right? He gave his life, and what did I give him? Some money. It's not equal. It's far from equal. But I know there's many times when you feel that you loving on them is just costing you too much. And then you feel at a point of, did I make the right choice? Was that wise for me to do that? There's another story I like to share. I had a friend who came to live with us for a while, and in my mind again, I'm like, you know, I know that they have a need, that God has shown me that they have a need, and we go back to this verse. It says, if anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or sister in need but has no pity on them, how can the love of God be in that person? How can we show God's love? And so I see their need, and I'm like, I can fill it. I feel that God's given me in a position that I can bless them. I can be an extension of God's hand. And then in that moment, I'm like, yeah, what can I do for you? Then I look back maybe a few weeks later, I'm like, this is getting kind of draggy on me. It's getting heavy. Like you begin to feel that burden. Anyone been in that position? You feel the burden of loving on God's people. Now, none of us are perfect. I'm far from perfect. But I had a buddy who I met with, and I was just sharing with him, like, I'm being real, I'm being honest with him. I'm like, you know, I know God has called me to love on this person. God has called me to be a blessing where I can. And I feel like it's just so burdensome. It's costing me so much. You know, love is a sacrifice, right? He goes, well, and he shares to me, I've been in the same position. I also had someone who stayed with me, who I helped through tough times. And I felt many times like, oh, that's draining, you know, draining what? Emotionally, draining what? Resources, finance, energy, maybe even part of your happiness. And that's sucking it out little by little by little. But he's like, to keep the right mindset of the great example is, this is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. And he didn't say the exact verse, but that's what he said. And in my mind, I'm like, yeah, I know it, but having that reminder is so good sometimes. I don't think I'm introducing a very new concept to a lot of you, but I feel that God is really reminding us today that love is going to cost you something. Love is sacrifice. And sacrifice means that you're going to have to give something. I'm going to close in the next few minutes. I would love if the musicians can come up. When we say love is sacrifice, sometimes I think we don't take to heart what that sacrifice can be at times. We take it really lightly, like, okay, yeah, it's going to cost me a little time. It's going to cost me a little bit of energy. But there are times when you get confronted with situations where it'll cost you a lot more. It'll cost you maybe putting your entire faith on the line. It'll cost you all your savings. It'll cost you friendships. I want you to close your eyes real quick. At the end of the day, no one here is perfect. But I just really want to encourage everyone to remember that what Christ paid for our sins is far, far, far greater than anything that we could give from our finances, our time, our energy, our ability, our gifts, that what Christ paid for was so, so much greater. What you're giving up now to love on your friends, on your family, what you're giving up to love on those around you, what it's costing you, that's temporary. That's merely in the here and now. That's merely not going to cost you anything at all when you look at the big picture. But the love that you pour out on people, the love that cost you something, that is eternal. That's stored in the heavenly banks with unlimited interest. That's stored in a place where nothing rots away. That's stored in a place where it's there for forever. So try not to get so caught up in you blessing someone else, you loving on someone else, and it's costing you some money. It's costing you energy. It's costing you your day, your convenience. But think of what a blessing you could be for that other person. Think of what a great thing you could do for them that could change their life. That could be a moment that they need so much. And that you're the one to bring it. That's eternal. That lasts forever. That is not something that will dissipate in 5, 10, 15 years. No, that lasts forever. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters. Love is sacrifice. What are you going to sacrifice for your friends, for your family, for those you love? This is one of my favorite things that hit me so far. I've said it, but I'm going to repeat it one more time. Does your love only go as far as convenient for you? Does your love only go as far as it's convenient for you? Father, I just pray today that we know that the love that you gave is so far greater than anything that we can give. It's so far greater than anything that will cost us. It is so far greater than whatever we can pour out. Father, I just want to ask that you work in us. You give us this mindset to know that we cannot outgive a love that'll cost us more than you've already paid, Father. That the things that we do are eternal. The things that we love on others can be that life-breaking moment for them that they so need. May you give us this lifestyle of love, that love is sacrifice. And that we can give generously those. We can give so easily because we know the price that you paid for us, Father. I know it's not easy at times that we may forget, we may feel burdened, but I pray you just gently remind our spirit that what you give is so much greater. And if you can give that and what you gave for us, we can give to others, Father.